We have interrupted our normal program to cooperate in security and civil defense measures as requested by the United States government. This is an emergency broadcast system.
Engine 6 to fire alarm. On clam on 3, we got fire showing on the third floor front porch.
Okay, strike the box. You have a building fire.
Sound the general alarm!
Warning, warning, warning!
Don't be afraid. Unless you're beautiful and in your bedroom. And alone.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
I apologize for that, but I think you'll find this a bit more interesting.
This is Strike the Box with Chris on WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM.
Everybody leaving. behind the past. Time no longer matters. I left behind the past. Time no longer matters. I left behind the past.
This is the time to give you a reason. This is the time to bare my soul. This is the time to tell you the real truth. Shadow of a dream that I was lost. Looking all around me, trying not to count the cost. Thanking God I'm not his son nailed up there on the cross. I'm doing no less than my best. It's not easy. It's not easy. It's not easy.
Ideas about fun.
To the Batmobile. Let's go. Atomic batteries to power. Turbines to speed.
You're ready to move out.
Broadcasting from my little office in Somerville, I'm Chris. This is Strike the Box, the first show for the 2021 season. Let's hope it's a good season. Anyways, we just finished up with some Devo with Time Out for Fun off of their Oh No, It's Devo LP released in October of 1982, Warner Brothers. We started the show off with some Creation with Making Time, because let's try and make some time today to have some good music. Doesn't that sound good? But the song Making Time, released in 1966 as a single on an album called We Are Paintermen. At least if that's what I see correctly. But it was also on the Rushmore soundtrack. Unfortunately, Creation didn't really make it big over here as the British Invasion. But some good songs by them, and on a couple of compilation albums that I have on them. And in between, we had some This Is the Time by Unloved from their 2012 LP, Guilty of Love. You can also find it on the 2018 Killing Eve soundtrack. And that's where I found it. So hopefully we will have a good show today. Check out the Strike the Box Radio Show page and group over there on Facebook. And leave me some messages. Let me know what you think. Anyways, let's just get back to some music. I'm Chris. This is Strike the Box on WMFO and Mifid 91.5 FM on the World Wide Web at WMFO.org. Back to the Batmobile.
but don't miss our next Underdog Show.
Go, Speed Racer, go, Speed Racer, go, Speed Racer, go!
Okay, we kind of got a little carried away with some Saturday morning cartoons. We just finished up with some Banana Splits from 1968, Tra-La-La, which you actually can find on an album called We're the Banana Splits, released on Decca. We started things out with some Who, The Who, with their version of Batman that they released back in 1966. You can get it on the latest version of A Quick One on a CD. Some Ramones with their version of Spider-Man. That song originally released in 1967. They did a cover version of it in 1995. And you can find that song along with another cover version of Underdog by the Butthole Surfers on the Saturday Morning Cartoons Greatest Hits CD. That's what I got, the Underdog song with the Butthole Surfers. The Ramones I actually got off of another compilation I have. And then we followed that up after Underdog with some Speed Racer, because that was one of my favorite cartoons of all time when I was a little kid. It's actually a Japanese cartoon called Mako Go Go. And they were able to, I guess, dub all the Japanese into English version. I don't know who did the Speed Racer song, though. I was trying to research that this morning and haven't been able to figure out who. So maybe you can let me know on the Strike the Box Radio Show page and group on Facebook. Just type in Strike the Box WMFO Radio, and it should come up when you Google it. All right, let me get back to some music. I'm Chris. This is Strike the Box on WMFO and Mipid 91.5.
I'm going down to the strip tonight. I'm not on a stay-home trip tonight. Long hair seems to be the main attraction, but the heat is causing all the action. Bright lights everywhere, pretty girls with long, long hair. But somehow the people, they don't care. Just doesn't seem fair to buggy cause you got long hair. Even the parents are beginning to stare, cause of the sirens.
Sure, humans can be a little weird at times, but take it from me, I'm a dog. And a person is about the best thing that can happen to a shelter pet. So if you want to learn how you can be that person, get down to your local pet shelter or visit theshelterpetproject.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Oh,
Well, how about that little sunny California block of songs there? I think Nick Z would be proud from the 4019s that we pretty much played a lot of California stuff. We finish up with some Tex and the Horseheads from 1984, the song Border Town, which you can find off the self-titled Tex and the Horseheads LP for Enigma Records. Hopefully someday some of that music will make it its way to CDs. Started things out with some Tony Valentino with Kick 666 on the Strip that he was nice enough to sent me a bunch of songs. You can find him on SoundCloud, Tony Valentino, he of the Standells. And I had to play some Standells, so we played Riot on Sunset Strip from 1967, which is off the movie Riot on Sunset Strip. Followed up with some Wall of Voodoo with the 1983's Mexican Radio. And if you remember the video, as I do, wasn't it awesome when you saw the head come out of the plate of beans? And some Richie Valens from 1959, Come On, Let's Go, which was also released back then off of his self-titled LP, Richie Valens, which was released posthumously after he was killed in the plane crash that took him, the Big Bopper, and Buddy Holly. So, I hope you enjoyed the little California tracks that we had here, and I do believe there's some static going on, so let's see what's going to happen.
Hey, this is Simone from Kid Gulliver, and I am taking over the next block of music on Strike the Box, and it is a shameless self-promotion block, which will cover a bunch of parts of my career. So stay here while I indulge myself.
Just because I called you up. soldiers fall down as he bows to the queen and the crown. I don't know what tune that the orchestra played, but it went funny. That you seek, and the sugar that drips from the violin's bow made the children go crazy. Put a hole in the tooth of a hag.
Thanks for spending this rock block with me. The first song that we did was a Kid Gulliver cover of I'm Not in Love, which is a super fun cover to play. We haven't played it in a while at a show, but hope to bring that one back because it's a crowd pleaser for sure amongst the geezers in the audience, and I include myself in that crowd. The second is Forget About Him, which is our newest single that is out on Red Records, which has a great video, which is also on our Bandcamp page, as well as our YouTube page, as well as the Red on Red Records page. So you can see all of that stuff and buy the song at the same time. The third song was Chocolate Cake, which is by Sugar Snow, my solo project. This is from a record I did with Brian Charles called Woodface Reimagined, which is a total reimagining of the Crowded House record Woodface. And we did it from start to finish and it took about a year. It was released a year ago. And this is the first song from that record called Chocolate Cake. That is also available on Bandcamp. And if you are interested in hearing the difference between the interpretations, you can go to the Sugar Snow Spotify page, and I have a side-by-side comparison playlist, so you can hear what we did and the original, and see how different we made it or how similar, which it isn't, but you might think so. I don't know. The fourth song is Lowest Part of Your Heart, which is an original song by me for the band Sugar Snow. Early song from a record released in 2010 when I had just been writing songs and playing music for 2 years and I didn't know better that you needed to pay dues or whatnot. I just said, why can't I? And I did. So this is the second song on the record and it's a song that I'm really proud of. It said what I wanted it to say. And that record will be out in anniversary edition this year with some alternate takes and some remakes, and really looking forward to that. And last